Welcome back to the roundtable and to our program, and we have a wonderful guest with us. He's a dear friend, has been with us many times over the years, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him back because he's now the poet laureate of Saratoga Springs, the city of Saratoga Springs, New York, and already has begun 2026 and has been quite busy in just the 4 days prior to this one, doing some duties during the New Year's inaugurations.
That's right.
And then also there was a Poetry Repair Cafe series that got underway yesterday at North Shire Bookstore. That will continue throughout the year, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Jay Rogoff is an award-winning author of 8 books. His most recent collection of poems is Loving in Truth, New and Selected Poems from LSU Press. And it is a great pleasure to welcome the poet laureate Jay Rogoff to our program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's a great pleasure to be here, Joe.
A delight to have you on, as always.
Oh, so thank you.
How does one become poet laureate of a city such as Saratoga Springs? And then I have a follow-up question.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Saratoga Springs probably has more poet laureates per capita, poets per capita than just about any other place in upstate New York, at least outside of New York City. And so there's I was counting up my my email list, and it has about 30 or 40 poets who are just operating locally. So there's a lot of us. There's a committee that is put together, and I have to thank Rachel Baum, whose idea this was, who put together the committee and was responsible for choosing the first poet laureate, Joe Bruschak, who's been on this program many times. And so they selected me this year. It was an application process, submitted work, submitted a statement on why I wanted to be poet laureate, and here I am.
Now, you have to work at this.
I mean,
there's work involved in this.
It is a labor of love. There is no salary.
Right.
There is no money for programming, so I am applying for grants left and right in addition to writing poems and enlisting other people for poetry activities.
Okay, so so good on you for being so lucky on all of this. So now, as poet laureate, you see your duties as what?
Ah, all right. Well, a civic poet is a kind of interesting thing because most of us think of poetry as a private affair, something we write about things that are personally important to us. And with the poet laureateship, I've had to expand my conception to the poet's civic responsibilities. So I want to write about things having to do with the city. I want to find the locus of personal interaction between the poet and the public. And I also want to write about Saratoga as it is today. I want to write about Saratoga historically. We've got the Battles of Saratoga coming up in 2027. I'd like to go into the schools and have children write about that. And we have the 250th anniversary of the Declaration this year, and I want to have people think about writing about the conception of freedom and the language of the Declaration, too.
So there's your work, but then there's the overall mission, I guess. I don't think it's too strong a word.
An ambassador, I'm supposed to be.
An ambassador to the form of poetry.
Yeah, which makes poetry sound like a foreign country, which it is not.
But this goes back to your point of there being so many poets within Saratoga that you can have this poetry repair cafe,
yeah,
and have people come who are working or starting to work or are deep into something,
mm-hmm,
and want it to be explored and read and worked on and enabled.
Yeah, and it's the repair cafe because this comes from William Carlos Williams, who said that a poem is a small or large machine made of words. And so if you think of it as a machine, with no extra parts. You know, it's not like the IKEA boxes where there's always something left over or always something that's missing. How does every part of the poem contribute to the whole? So I was talking with some people yesterday. About five came in with poems, and we discussed what we can do to make this a better working machine, if you like. One of my favorite was a young man who's from Colombia and who brought in a longish poem about the death of his grandmother in Spanish, and he was sight translating it as I was sitting there. I don't know Spanish. And so his assignment for next month, for February 1st, when we're holding the next cafe at the Northshire Bookstore, is to come up with a complete English translation, and we will start working on that and making it into an English poem.
That's fascinating. Really, mm-hmm. really interesting.
Yeah.
So that was yesterday. You had your first
right.
poetry cafe, but already you were reading a poem presented to the mayor and the city council on the 1st of this year. Just a few days ago for the occasion of the inauguration, the name of the poem, The Art of Governing. So that was always, do they give you the subject or you said, this is what I would like to add to the equation?
Yeah, Mayor Safford asked if I could come up with a poem for the inauguration, and he didn't say anything about what the theme would be. And so I thought it would be important to write something about the importance of art to civic life. And so that's what I came up with.
Would you mind reading us The Art of Governing?
I would love to. The Art of Governing. In 1338, Siena commissioned Ambrogio Lorenzetti to decorate the chamber where the city council sat. His frescoes showed the fruits of a government that prized the health and harmony of the land and its people. Some dozen workmen set the top stones on a building's parapet. A woman riding a white horse was crowned for her wedding. Her groom cantered behind. Men drank and gossiped at a tavern. Children at school leaned forward for the teacher's lesson. A woman carried laundry on her head. A goatherd drove his flock out to the field. A weaver worked a tapestry in which he caught all these activities in time, and more, as in this huge fresco extending down one wall of the room in a city governed by the nine, who knew the use of art. In 1780, our freedom's still a bloody question mark, John Adams wrote Abigail this meditation: I must study politics and war that my sons may have liberty to study mathematics and philosophy, to give their children a right, that's what he called it, a right, to study painting, poetry, music, architecture, statuary, tapestry, and porcelain. Well, 250 years ago, no one knew, not Adams or his fellow founders, how a republic could spring from a blood-manured field where darker people, whom his colleagues owned, cracked their sinews as they plowed and tilled. How could music, how could poetry express the vision and the aspiration of all when architecture, statuary, and porcelain dignified with ornament the lives of the population's 1%? We know the name Ambrogio Lorenzetti, but who can name the nine? Their civic duty inspired them not to raise their names in gold upon that tower on which the workmen labored, but to foster brands of local beauty so future generations could be told our city frowned on discord, but it favored imagination in this urban place, so they might practice the civic arts of peace and govern justly by the artistic word.
That is beautiful. The Art of Governing, Jay Rogoff, Poet Laureate of Saratoga Springs, presented to the mayor and the city council of the city on January 1st. Please forgive me, Jay Rogoff, but you write, their civic duty inspired them not to raise their names in gold upon that tower on which the workmen labored, but to foster brands of local beauty so future generations could be told our city frowned on discord, but it favored imagination in this urban place. Is that a little bit of a...
You think so? Yeah. There are certain prominent people we know who put their names on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, including the Monroe Doctrine,
which brings to that this is not an overtly political position that you were in, and yet it does give you some latitude because you are talking about politics.
Yes, yes. I mean, I think it's part of the poet laureate's duty not only to celebrate, but also really to criticize and even if necessary to satirize. For example, I intend to think about the homeless problem in Saratoga and how we are dealing that or not dealing with that or having difficulty dealing with that. And how do you do that? I mean, you imagine or you talk to individuals and you have the individual representing the whole for the problem.
You have written another poem and in your duty as poet laureate, and I believe this one has not been shared yet.
That's
so,
correct.
So what is the road for this poem, this particular poem?
Well, when I first found out in October that I was going to be named poet laureate, I thought, oh, geez, I better get started. And so it occurred to me that since one of the things that Saratoga is most famous for is its springs, I would think about the waters use that as a metaphor for what? Well, I thought it might be a good metaphor for the poetic imagination itself. So this is a poem called Water Pressure. The water lurks along the layers of limestone, under the shale suppressing the aquifer, like the self censoring the imagination, whose power can fracture rock. The shocked crack lure allows the liquid, gorged with carbonation and thick with the tongue-tantalizing flavor of iron, like the whiff of an idea, to shoot into the air, rupturing order, the way a poem collects for percolation, deep, deep under the pressure of erotic rush, revived in the mind of the artisan. And through the labial fracture, that poetic breath jets into the world with its artesian knowledge, cleansing the body like a cathartic, charged with a sudden hellish surge of sulfur. Yet, yielding a taste clear on the tongue as water.
Again, beautiful Water Pressure by Jay Rogoff. So what do you hope to do? You add that to the...
To the stock of available reality.
Yes, right.
That's what Williams called it, the stock of available reality. No, it was Frost who said that. but we've also got activities planned. I've had a poem commissioned for the reopening of the Arts Center this Friday on February 9th, and that'll be at 10 a.m. when they're cutting the ribbon, but also that evening at a 6 p.m. reception. And I'm organizing events for other poets. I'm instituting a series that I'm calling the Laureate Poetry Series. And on February 1st at the Tang Museum, three nationally known poets who live in Saratoga Springs, luckily for us, Chase Twitchell, April Bernard, and Peg Boyers, mm-hmm. will be reading at the Tang Museum. And that's something I was able to put together. In March, I'm conducting a free poetry workshop for adults at the Saratoga Springs Public Library. April, National Poetry Month, we'll have an April Fool's Day reading of funny poems. We'll have another workshop, this one for teenagers. I'll have a favorite poem day at which people can come and read poems they love. I've got an arrangement with the Tang. We're going to do ekphrastic poems. We're going to do poems based on works in their permanent collection, and I've gathered a group of about 15 poets who are going to participate in that.
You used the word ambassador earlier. It seems that many art forms and perhaps all are in need of an ambassador, but it seems that poetry especially needs an ambassador. Why do you think that is the case?
People are afraid of poetry. A dear, dear friend of mine who died a couple of years ago used to say that poetry is just real language. It just kind of looks and smells funny. And that's partly true. I mean, it's language charged to a higher degree. It uses artifices such as rhythm, meter, rhyme. You think about those things in ways you don't when you're thinking about ordinary speech or even about writing prose. And people have the assumption that you need a specialized knowledge to come to poetry. And while a specialized knowledge can help you see some of the subtleties in poetry, The best poetry, I think, makes its appeal pretty immediately. You know, you hear, you visualize, and you enter the mind of someone who is doing something with his imagination that he or she then permits you to come into. And it's a way of sharing knowledge, and it's a way of sharing our experience with each other that I think can promote civic life.
The other word you used that I thought was interesting when you said municipal poet. How many other municipalities have poets? Do we know?
I think there are a load around the country. Schenectady has its first poet laureate, Adonis Richards, and
yes.
Actually we're going to do a reading together in April at Cafe Lena. I thought it was a great idea to have a poet's laureate,
right.
many states.
And on your home turf.
Yes, that's right. Of course, I'm hosting. Yes, many states have poets laureate, and actually, the Academy of American Poets has a program of fellowships for poets laureate because they realize that many of us are in the position without any kind of remuneration.
And that is when I've been to these events, they're so well attended, their people are interested. I mean, it certainly gives you the sense as though this is something that is striking a chord with a lot of people.
Yes, I think so. I think so. Well, people have the sense that poetry is a way of expressing themselves and their deep feelings in ways where they can also disguise it, where they can become somebody else, because the poet, you know, the poet and the persona or the speaker of a poem are not necessarily identical.
Now, I have the Northshire.com is a place where you can find out about the Poetry Repair Cafe, which takes place on the first Sunday of
right.
every month.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a place where people can go to find out all the other cool
stuff?
Oh,
I hope there will be soon. The city does have a page for the Poet Laureate. It has not been updated. I'm going to try to get that done. In the meantime, if people want to drop a line to me at my email, which is the letter J followed by Rogoff, Rogoff, at skidmore.edu, I can get you on the list that I will be sending out regularly of poetry events.
Poet Laureate Jay Rogoff, always a pleasure to have you on this program. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Joe. It is a delight. It really is.
Thank you so much.
Let's hope the new year brings better things.
Well, we're starting off great, aren't we?
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
be back right after this.